Hello, I'm Gail Swift. Today, I'm reading from the Growing Intentional Families Together blog titled Talking Through Tough Times, dated February 14th, 2024. Family communication. When you read that word, or when I read it to you, what came to mind, and how do you feel about the communication patterns in your family? Good communication is something we all recognize that we need, yet most of us struggle to accomplish it. Talking about the good times usually comes easily. However, many of us can find talking through tough times and traumatic times significantly more challenging, uncomfortable, unwelcomed. So even though we all know that sharing our concerns and sorrows can lighten the emotional load, often parents hesitate and children typically resist. Avoiding, minimizing, or denying the issues can seem to be the kindest approach. Often it is the easiest, but of course not the best or the healthiest option, because using this approach means resolution, processing, and coping don't happen. So what alternatives can families try? Indirectly talking about things can offer a pathway to meaningful conversations. Exploring these hard aspects through the lens of a book can be quite effective. Books can depict circumstances similar to a child's difficult personal history and depict one or more ways to process their own difficult histories. Parents can ask a child what they think of the character's solutions and can strive to suggest additional ideas and solutions to the child. As adults, we're familiar with this third-party approach. We often use this technique when we raise an issue or ask a question, quote, on behalf of a friend, close quote. This blog post will share an example of a book that could work with young children. It's titled Argo and Me, A Story About Being Scared and Finding Protection, Love, and Home. This is another excellent book by psychologist Chandra Ghosh Ippen. It's a wonderful resource for families whose children have experienced displacement, foster care, or adoption. This book reflects her skill in understanding what children need to discuss in a way that avoids re-traumatizing them. The story is written from a small boy's point of view as he describes the events that preceded his little dog's arrival in the boy's family. The gentle, empathetic tone of the book is reinforced by the delicate and expressive illustrations beautifully rendered by Eric Ippen Jr. These illustrations serve as a nonverbal way of talking through tough times. The boy identifies with many of the aspects of the dog's journey because they share many parallels with his own history. Without specifying what happened to Argo or the boy, the illustrations suggest the hard times, difficult circumstances, and flawed relationships they have faced. This open-endedness allows the story to reflect a spectrum of the life experiences that child readers may have experienced. Argo and the boy also share some fun similarities. Those are explored as well. The book is upbeat and gentle and would easily provide ways to start conversations that might otherwise be challenging to initiate. Having the narrative be about a pet instead of about the child's specific traumas makes the topic approachable. Because Argo and the boy share some similar histories, the boy and readers appreciate that they are not the only ones who have had similar challenges. The bottom line is that it gets families talking through tough times, and that is a good thing. We suggest you check out You Weren't With Me, also written by Chandra Ghosh Ippen. It's a great companion read to Argo. Read the review that we previously posted on our website. Listen to our podcast, Essentials for Adoption-Attuned Parenting. And we invite you to read the award-winning books written by our coaches, ABC Adoption and Me, We Are Adopted, So What?, and Reimagining Adoption what adoptees seek from families in faith. And remember, adoption matters. Talk about it, read about it, learn about it. Thank you for listening.